Deal reached. Laurentian can't sell Bell Mansion before 2025. Legal counsel for the Art Gallery of Sudbury and Laurentian University have come to an agreement, meaning Lou has the right to eventually sell the Bell Mansion, but AGS can continue to use it as its gallery space for 3 more years. The agreement also sets out the terms under which the Laurentian University can sell art in the gallery collection. You can read the full story here. GSPS arrest 2 men for weapons possession. Greater Sudbury Police Services were called in relation to a weapons complaint on June 21, which resulted in the arrest of 2 men for possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose. In a release, Sudbury Police said they were called around 9:35 a.m. on June 21 in relation to a complaint on Durham Street in Greater Sudbury. Information provided was that 2 men were seen exchanging what was believed to be a handgun, said police. Minutes later, patrol officers arrived in the area and located the 2 men based on the description that had been provided to our 911 emergency communication center. The 2 men were taken into custody and police located the described firearm. As a result of the arrests, officers searched both men and located a variety of illegal weapons, including a spring-assisted switchblade knife and a set of brass knuckles that also contained a spring-assisted knife. The firearm was confirmed to be a replica gun. You can read more by clicking here. Spot the Robotic Dog steals the show at Prospectors Convention. Spot the Robotic Dog from Sudbury was a crowd pleaser, if not a complete show stealer, at the recent annual convention of the Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada, PDAC, that was held in Toronto. People actually stopped their conversations and snapped their heads to follow the direction of the four-legged robotic yellow device moving swiftly through crowds at the Metro Toronto Convention Centre. Sudburians might remember Spot as the robotic dog-like device, created by Boston Dynamics, that caused a mild video sensation when it was seen on Sudbury streets 1 night back in the fall of 2020. Matt McKinnon is the owner of Sudbury-based Unmanned Aerial Service Inc., which is working with Spot to come up with mining applications. McKinnon said his business is primarily focused on flying drones for litter mapping, surveying and inspections that can be done in underground mines and industrial confined spaces, among other places. McKinnon said there can be limits to where drones can go underground. He said if there is too much dust or water vapor or just not enough room to maneuver, it can be difficult to operate a drone. That's where Spot can be called in. To read the full story, click here. Law firm drops class action lawsuit against Sudbury Hospital. A class action lawsuit for patients who, it is alleged, had breast imaging reports misread at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, HSN, has been discontinued, said a notice from the law office handling the suit. The class action lawsuit was announced back in February. Gluckstein lawyers filed an order to discontinue the proceedings on June 2. You can find that document here. Lawyer Jordan Assaraf of Gluckstein Lawyers refused an interview seeking clarity on what transpired with the proposed suit. The class action suit originally centered around issues of alleged negligence in Health Sciences North's radiology department, specifically focused on quality and accuracy problems in breast imaging interpretation. You can read the full story here. Laurentian Prez says plan of arrangement, getting very close. Laurentian University's president said it remains the university's intention to serve motion materials by the end of this month, or within a few days thereof, seeking a meeting order to present a plan of arrangement to its creditors. A plan of arrangement is essentially a plan put forward by an insolvent organization to pay out its creditors, and it must be approved by these creditors. Laurentian continues to undergo court-supervised restructuring after declaring insolvency in February 2021, and filing for creditor protection under the company's Creditors Arrangement Act, or CCAA. During a May 30 court hearing, the stay of proceedings protecting Laurentian from its creditors was extended once again to September 30. At that hearing, Laurentian's counsel, DJ Miller, said the university expected to be able to serve motion materials within the next 30 days, or by the end of June, seeking a meeting order for the purpose of being able to present a CCAA plan to its creditors. Miller said that assuming this timeline, creditors could then meet to vote on the plan of arrangement in mid to late August. You can read more here. Law Enforcement Torch Run in Sudbury. The 35th annual Law Enforcement Torch Run in support of Special Olympics took place in Greater Sudbury today. Members of Special Olympics, the GSPS, the Ministry of the Solicitor General and the community took place in a walk from Science North to Tom Davies Square Concourse Wednesday morning. Special Olympics Ontario is the Ontario Chiefs of Police charity of choice, and police services across Ontario participate in a variety of events each year, including the Law Enforcement Torch Run, as well as the Polar Plunge and Torch Run rides. To see a photo gallery of the event, click here.